Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. And today, we are going to talk about a thing called pneumatic compression, and whether or not some fancy-looking, air-filled boots can play a role in our workout recovery. And I also invited Dr. Jeff Martin, an expert in physiology, to take a deep dive and look into this stuff with me. Recovery is, well, a complicated fitness area to navigate. It means different things to different athletes, and each one of those athletes has their favorite recovery ritual. And the problem gets compounded even more when you introduce something as complex as compression. It can be applied statically or intermittently, and it varies from very gentle pressure to very intense medical support. So, as you can imagine, there are many factors to consider when you ask yourself the question, does compression truly aid in athletic recovery? To help me get through this topic and to help us understand how a device like the Normatec external pneumatic compression system works, I brought in a fellow named Jeff Martin.
My name is Jeff Martin. I received my PhD in health and human performance. I presently work as an assistant dean of basic medical sciences and an associate professor of physiology at the DeBus College of Osteopathic Medicine at Lincoln Memorial University, Knoxville. And I've had marked interest and have been involved in research with external pneumatic compression for quite some time now.
All right, let's start here. Compression technology, well, it's confusing. To make matters worse, the message behind it can actually be misleading. The intersection of research and marketing creates confusion. Even professional sports coaches, who struggle to keep their players on the court, on the field, and on the ice, well, they can't keep up with the real science. And this is why we see outdated activities like static stretching on the sidelines of a football game and hear about ice baths administered during multi-stage triathlons. Although the science is confusing, the anecdotes are clear. Athletes like their recovery rituals. Now, let's get into what compression actually is. In a nutshell, compression is simply applying circumferential pressure to the body using fabric or medical materials like wraps or bandages. Now, intermittent pneumatic compression, IPC, or external pneumatic compression, EPC, is essentially the same, but more complicated. It is pulsating pressure that surrounds the body by inflatable sleeves or boots. In theory, the sequence, or the pattern the pressure is applied with, will help the circulation of blood and lymph, which is something that our circulatory system does extremely efficiently, at least in a healthy individual. There's evidence to indicate that this process is indeed effective in disease models, or when it's applied to someone with compromised circulation. But the evidence gets more complicated when healthy and fit athletes are using these compression technologies. Just because compression helps someone with a medically diagnosed circulation issue, will it also help someone with very good circulation, like an athlete? Well, this is what Dr. Martin had to say when I asked him about this.
You know, just because a healthy athlete doesn't necessarily have impaired circulation doesn't mean that augmenting perfusion or circulation to an exercised limb isn't going to be beneficial. And as a matter of fact, with some of the research we've seen, that absolutely seems to be the case, that kind of augmenting or helping to supplement the normal hyperemic response post-exercise or prolong that reactive hyperemic response after exercise is associated with some very favorable outcomes in recovery. The blood flow, oxygenation, muscle oxygenation, kind of removal of metabolites from exercise muscles. So we have seen changes in terms of lactate clearance post-exercise, but also getting rid of some of those other metabolites, whether they be inflammatory cytokines or oxidative markers, or just generally delivering oxygen and insulin and glucose and all the goodies that we need to kind of help get back into a positive protein turnover situation.
A runner friend of mine named Lucy posted a video of herself on Twitter a while ago using a pair of the Normatec boots. I emailed her and asked her about it. Lucy had spent the last 20 weeks in Nike's marathon-specific training program called Moonshot, where athletes go after some far-out goals. Now, Lucy's moonshot was to run a sub-2:45 marathon and qualify for the 2020 Olympic trials. And you know what? She came darn close. And this is what she said in reply to my question about the Normatec boots.
I'm a fan. I especially love putting them on as I chill out watching TV after a hard speed workout or after one of my 20-mile long runs. I'll either use them right after my workout or the next day. And as they inflate, the pressure on my muscles just feels good, kind of like a little air massage. I wouldn't say the results are drastic, but I do notice an improvement in my recovery, as in less overall soreness. It also feels like it increases the blood flow and circulation in my legs. So, as far as I'm concerned, you can't go wrong with that.
When I pointed out to Dr. Martin that many of the athletes I know, like Lucy, use the boots after a workout when they're already at home watching TV, this is what he had to say about that.
My informed kind of opinion on this is the sooner you can do it after a workout, I think, you know, the better in terms of getting all of the benefits from the Normatec boots. That being said, anytime you're able to get into them, I suspect there's going to be significant benefit. Some people actually use the Normatec boots as almost a preconditioning form. So use them before exercise to kind of prime the pump in a more passive way without the metabolic expense of a warm up or walking, whatever it may be. And I think you're going to feel those type of effects. You're going to feel that blood flow is increased to your limbs. And if you can't get into them right away and you use them an hour or 2 hours later, or maybe you use them before you go to bed or in bed, there's still going to be a benefit to using the boots. It's just that in terms of timing from metabolite clearance immediately after, or say 6 hours after, it could be optimized. And that's part of, you know, the research that I think we need to continue to do is to optimize compression strategies, especially with external pneumatic compression, all the way from target inflation pressures to duration of the treatment to the timing of the treatment relative to exercise. All those things can be, I think, tinkered with to better inform people. But regardless of when they're used, I do expect to see significant benefit.
Now, personally, I agree with Lucy. When I use the boots that Normatec loaned me, the pressure on my muscles does just feel good. Now, my theory is that we humans, well, we like being squeezed. We comfort each other with hugs. We tightly wrap our babies in blankets. And there's a whole new industry around weighted blankets for improved sleep quality and elevated mood. There's even some research on premature babies that indicates that the touch of a human is enough to create positive health changes. And even though it's unclear how this relates directly or indirectly to compression, I think Lucy is onto something. There are definitely some physiological changes and some corresponding biochemical reactions happening here, and some of them may be in the central nervous system. I was even able to measure them in my heart rate variability readings. And Dr. Martin agreed.
There's been some preliminary studies where I've seen abstracts or poster presentations at this point, but they certainly suggest that just a single 30-minute treatment with the Normatec boots can change heart rate variability and really autonomic output. And I actually did a study about 2 years ago now where we looked at just treating a single leg with the Normatec device and leaving the contralateral leg uncovered and uncompressed. And in that study, we saw that yes, you still get, you know, these profound effects in the treated leg, but we were actually getting pretty significant effects in the untreated leg as well. Mm. And part of our working theory for why that is beyond just fluid mobilization. It was changes in what we're seeing from a nervous system output standpoint. So between that and what we've observed with heart rate variability, I think you're absolutely correct. And, you know, interestingly, when you mentioned the fact that you feel kind of happier or you feel good, I think that's a huge benefit to an athlete as well. There's something to be said for just feeling better. You feel better going into a workout or a race or whatever it may be. I think there's enough to suggest that that's going to be highly beneficial for performance.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
So aside from just making us feel good, what else does the science say? Well, a 2017 study concluded external pneumatic compression, EPC, reduces muscle soreness and attenuates reductions in flexibility, albeit the mechanisms through which this occurs need to be further elucidated. Likewise, the potential EPC-induced reduction in muscle proteolysis, the breakdown of proteins into smaller peptides or amino acids, as well as oxidative stress, warrant further mechanistic research. And that's from the External Pneumatic Compression Exploratory Study. Dr. Martin weighed in with some of the new science.
And that's probably one of the more exciting things that I've seen in research. And again, this is still fairly preliminary, but we've seen evidence from a few different studies now, all relatively small in terms of their size. But in those studies, we saw indications that markers of proteolysis, which is protein breakdown, have been reduced with normotic treatment concurrent with intense exercise, whether it be intense endurance exercise like HIIT training or overload resistance training exercise. We've seen a decrease in these markers of protein breakdown, which seems to suggest maybe the Normatec boots are helping to kind of favor protein turnover in a positive way, which with exercise, we create a lot of micro damage, and the response to that micro damage and the rebuild is really where we get the benefit. And it looks like this might help tip things, you know, in the favor of hypertrophy or muscle repair.
A study in New Zealand looked into what biological systems showed signs of recovery by looking at muscle power after Normatec treatments. The researchers used jumping performance as their easy-to-measure factor and found IPC did not attenuate muscle force loss following a bout of strenuous eccentric exercise in comparison to a control. But a more recent study suggests that the lymphatic system, an understudied part of the body, might be signaling the brain to simply feel good in a systemic fashion. This makes a good case for the idea that many of the anecdotal feelings of recovery that athletes get when the lymph fluid is squeezed using IPC is actually just the central nervous system responding. So, once again, we are back to it just feels good. All right, let's get to the device itself. Normatec is basically a set of inflatable pants that push air in a sequence. There are hip and arm attachments available, but to be honest, I have never seen a pair. The leg version is by far the most popular in real and on Instagram. Every session cycles through the pattern of sequential compression, and the user is able to adjust both the duration and the amount of pressure. You can use the device's on-screen controls, or you can sync it with your smartphone and control it using an app. And Dr. Martin added,
the Normatec device uses a peristaltic type of compression, which, as the name suggests, or as the term suggests, is more like muscle contraction. And anything that mimics normal physiology typically is associated with better outcomes. So, you know, for a lot of those reasons, I was attracted to the Normatec devices and have been looking into their physiological effects for quite some time now. In terms of where we're at in science, I think, you know, we're still just scratching the surface. I think there's a lot more work that can be done in terms of optimizing how exactly we're doing compression. I think we know that there's a ton of benefit, but there's still a lot of questions that we can answer.
So why would you spend money on these fancy inflatable boots? We know that sleep, nutrition, and time truly are the most important factors for fast and thorough recovery, with pretty much all other modalities coming in a distant fourth place. So, why do athletes love Normatec and compression in general, even though the research is scattered, mixed, and even somewhat conflicting? Well, Dr. Martin had this to say, which I think sums it up nicely.
So I think anybody that tries the boots will know that they're working. If they're in a any situation where you can try them, I think you're going to feel immediately after the treatment like your legs feel lighter. You feel a bit more ready to perform, and you feel a little bit more ready for exercise. And if you're in the throes of training and you're sore, I think you're going to notice some pretty immediate effects in terms of what's going on with soreness and flexibility or range of motion. And then what you alluded to, you just generally tend to feel better. I know that when I use the device, I tend to feel better afterwards as well. And I feel like I've done something good for my routine.
All right, that does it for this week. I'd like to thank Dr. Martin and Lucy for adding their voices to this episode and giving me their expertise. And I'd also like to thank you guys, the listener, of course, for tuning in week after week. And don't forget to tune in next week when I'm going to talk about those crazy vibrating platforms that you see popping up in gyms and spas these days. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong, the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Get out there and squeeze your limbs.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.